I never knew love like this before.
Now I'm lonely evermore since you came into my life. Mm. You are my love light, yes I know, and I'll never let you go. You're my world, you're and part of me. Once I was lost, now I'm found, and you turn my world around.
When I need, I call your name.
'Cause I never knew love like this before. What a surprise, 'cause I never knew love like this before. Open my eyes, 'cause I never knew love like this before. Whoa, ha, ha, ha. Whoa, ha, 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 ha. Whoa, 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 ha, ha. Ha, whoa, ha, ha. Ah. We haven't sang together in a minute.
I know. I know.
Welcome back.
Welcome back to another episode of Jane and X.
God,
this is the first time in over a year since we have recorded together in person.
Hold on, let me think. When's the last time we recorded together in person? Like, recorded together in person.
It had to be during the Ponderosa.
We stopped like April. March.
April.
April.
Because I was afraid to come over because I didn't want Noah to get, you know.
Yeah. 2020.
Yeah.
Because when you first started coming, we didn't really know. I would lice all your butt.
Yeah. Right.
Wow. So it's been a year and a half almost.
I know.
That's wild.
Mind you. I mean, we've done other stuff together, but it's still, we just haven't done this show together.
Like, actually, like, the show.
Yeah.
It's like, we're like a celebrity with a podcast. It's like, yeah. Sometimes you get an episode, sometimes you don't.
Yeah.
Very Almond Joy.
Yeah.
And we're very Almond Joy.
Right, very Almond Joy. So.
Okay. Well, we're here.
We have so much to catch up on.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you? You know, welcome.
Thank you so much.
You know, to my side of, you know, the promised land.
I was on your side. We talked about your side, but I am on your side of the promised land. I like to come to XD side of the promised land. I don't want to live in it, but.
I'm just saying, you might as well.
I like hell. I like hell.
You know what, though? There is peace in the chaos, I will say, because there is some moments where I'm like, you know what? I miss a Bokeem.
You miss a siren, right?
Yeah.
But then I leave and I'm like, wow, they don't have any sirens here. Like, nobody dies. I'm sorry.
Not the places where you stay. Let's put it that way.
Things don't die there.
That's the thing. It's like, yeah, that chaos does exist, but it exists at a spot where I don't know them niggas like that.
No, that's fair.
So, and you know, LA niggas, I mean, you know. You know.
Are we talking about the niggas? Or are we talking about...
No, like, for real, for real.
Okay, yeah. No, that's... Yeah, I don't have any reason to go...
Like, you know what I mean? Like, there are certain... And this is like for hoods everywhere, right?
Yeah.
Like, you know the hood that you know it's dangerous, but you can go get some fish or chicken over there. You know what I mean? Or hair.
Let's be clear here. I'm good on every MLK Boulevard, okay? We good, but
I have now since come to realize Indiana, I think, sealed the deal that sometimes you just don't need to go back.
Nah.
Like sometimes, like sometimes, you know, you niggas' lives need to matter from afar.
From a distance.
You know, not to be too blabby about it or whatever. No. I didn't peak in high school. Whatever the fuck you niggas are saying now.
That shit is so weird.
It's the internet is such a weird fucking place. So why y'all so weird?
Don't be weird, bro.
Like what? That's what I be telling the people when they cry at live shows. I'm like, don't come up in here with that shit.
Oh my gosh. Niggas gotta emote, you know?
I know, but like,
we out here
like,
opening hearts and changing lives and shit, nigga. You gotta.
I tell them, I'm like, we all lift our butt cheeks and clean the same way. And then they usually stop crying.
That's very colorful
crying.
And poignant at the same time.
Thank you. Okay. That's how I live life.
That's fair. So let's take care of some business.
Oh, yeah.
So, first things first.
I Papa freaks all the honeys. Sorry.
I mean, throwback, because we're back home. Yes, please update your RSS feeds because we are everywhere. We are on iTunes, Google Play, anywhere and everywhere you can stalk your ex, we are there. However,
we need a favor.
Yes, you're going to have to re-find us on those things because we, you know, other people were able to, you know, search our old show and get their old show back. However, we had to come with the new.
Yeah.
So tell a friend that you don't have to have Spotify to listen to us anymore.
No.
We are on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, anywhere.
And before really. You,
except for SoundCloud,
before you, what you uncircumcised dick alley people get to talking, and running your jibs because I know that's what you like to do. And generally, I just ignore them.
Yeah,
I will say we are gone from Spotify and we're very happy about it.
Yeah,
I mean, hold on, let me reframe that. Ain't no bad blood.
Yeah. No. I was going to say, no.
I didn't mean to be very Bo Judden about this.
Yeah,
but
no, we had a very good time with Spotify.
Yeah.
And we're still partners with them.
Yeah, so just have made the decision that we like to be everywhere that we're not invited.
Yeah. That's why we're now part of iHeartRadio.
You thought you couldn't do it? They were like, no, good. We'll never take these niggas. Right.
But yes, we're back with a speaker in partnership with iHeartRadio. Mm-hmm. So thank you for having us back.
Yes.
Officially on this day.
Welcome back to hell.
Yeah. Welcome back to us, Negro. No, you missed us. But again, resubscribe and tell a friend that you don't have to just listen to us on Spotify. You can go back to your preferred way of listening to us. Right.
Yeah. That's it. We got some more announcements coming very soon, so make sure you all stay tuned.
Yeah.
I'm here for a reason. And
right.
So in the next couple of days, you'll see some things start to surface.
Right.
What else? Is that it? I think that's it.
Patreon. I know we're on a little hiatus, but that's because Jade is here working with them. We're working on stuff. So we're coming. So we know that we have a shit ton of Love After Lockup to get through.
Yeah.
Because we have a lot of shit to talk about with Love After Lockup.
Oh, yeah, we do. Pocket Pussy is out of pocket.
But so is...
Oh, no. Let's be very clear.
So is Nicoye.
Nicoye, first of all, should I come back with a bang? You know, I just... White women.
All right.
Okay, so before we get canceled, let's take a break. And
I'm trying to think before we do that. We do. Oh, subscribe to everything. Resubscribe to everything again. We have a YouTube channel now.
Yes. When you subscribe to iTunes, please. Mm-hmm. 5-star rate and review because we are now a brand new show.
Right. We're a brand new show. And the other stuff, the old channel, you know, had stuff from Two Guys and a Girl.
And niggas were 5-stars. So don't be like, don't come in here with no bullshit. Like, don't come in here, oh, you niggas asked for rating. No. We asked for 5-star ratings.
Right.
Let's be very clear. Right. I would like to be 10s across the board.
Right.
But yeah, that also helps, you know, with us continuing to feed Noah. Yes. And all of those good things.
She's a growing gal.
She really, in Boots, she's more than half my size now. Mm. The Mexican be jumping out.
Oh, see?
Yeah. My grandfather's 5'3". He's 5'3". Wow. So, yeah.
Like Poppy on The Proud Family.
Yes. He's very small like that. Mm. Maybe a little smaller.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, he's a small man. But, yes, we got to feed Noah. So 5-star reviews, and please rate and review again.
Yeah. On anywhere you're listening, whether it be Google Podcasts or iTunes or wherever.
Are we on the SoundCloud?
No, we're not on SoundCloud.
Okay, still not there.
No.
Okay.
We can't be on there.
Okay. It's like a restraining order.
Yeah, exactly. yeah, we do have a YouTube channel. Subscribe there. We have more stuff coming there. And then next week we have a major announcement.
I'm
I know
so excited
that we can finally say it.
Yes. I know y'all be tired
but
of us.
I know, but main first things first is we're back everywhere. Okay. Well, anywho, let's take a break and then I can tell you about what happened over the last week.
Yes.
And then get to more stuff.
Yeah.
Hit it, Claude.
After these messages, we'll be right back.
So, yeah, how was your week? We're doing
spent
this out
the majority of it with you.
Yeah. Or before that?
Well, before that, it was when I told you I went on the trip and then I came back and we had to work and then I had to come here.
Oh, yeah. You were really only home for
a couple days. Mm-hmm. I was only home for a few days. So I had to jump back on the airplane here. I know that the JetBlue is out of control. So I double masked and all that good stuff. Mm-hmm. And then we just kind of work out of the spaces that we do.
Yeah.
But I'm good. It was, you know, it's just been literally a lot of work. It's been a lot of work. And I know I always say that, but it's just been extra. You all saw the family reunion.
It's a family reunion.
Family reunion. And so XD joined us for a special bonus episode sponsored by Target for the Black Beyond Measure campaign. And it was a good time having my worlds collide.
Yeah,
I was so happy to have my sister and my brother there. And so that was
all my sisters with me.
I want to. You got to come on a regular episode where we can praise the Lord, niggas. I was dying laughing on our list.
I have a lot of petty peeves, and I have a lot of things to leave at the kitchen table.
Oh my God, we are doing a petty peeve extravaganza with you. It's happening.
Oh yes,
it's happening.
You know, I have shit that gets on my nerves.
Yeah. Okay. No, that's good. We're gonna do the whole extravaganza with you.
Yes,
yeah, you do. Yeah, you hate that. Mm-hmm. Do they do that a lot out here? I feel like they
listen,
do.
Listen, that is, if that's the one thing that's going to make me leave Los Angeles, California, it's that.
I saw a dog in an IKEA bag.
Mm-hmm. I hate that shit too.
Why is your dog with you at the Zara?
Here's my thing. I totally understand like emotional support animals.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
But those are designated service animals.
No, the shit that I'm seeing are not. Those are not service animals.
That is little Kiki, little cheese.
Your little cheapoo,
little olive,
whatever the fuck that shit is.
Whatever it is that you manufactured. That looks like a piece of fried chicken anyway.
Your little GMO dog.
Yeah, your GMO fucking dog.
Your GMO DOG.
Right. Your KFC DOG. Catch it. So, I hate them.
It's the same brown.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God. No, I do too, actually. I told you I hate small dogs.
Yeah.
Because my friend who's no longer my friend's dog who came out of that hallway and bit my ass in the knee. And I just from there, and then the bitch yelled at me because I kicked it. What the fuck?
You see, dog owners.
Fool, I don't fool with you. Your sheepoos, you can keep your chihuahuas. Mm-hmm. You can keep your all of them. I don't want them.
Mm-hmm. And it's like I like dogs. I love dogs. It's fine. Yeah. It's the own. You got to train them up in which the way they should go, just like children.
That's why you niggas, you know, when you turn pit bulls mean, you perpetuate the stereotype because they're
exactly. not. That's why I asked on Twitter. I said, if you're a pet owner, let me ask, does Trill know she's black?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Yeah. Very much so.
I had to ask the internet, does your, and you know, yourselves can ask the listeners, you can listen and ask this to yourself. Is your pet black?
She's also a Taurus. She's either a Taurus or a Libra, or she's like a Libra with a Taurus rising and moon. Because she, like, that bitch is picky. She's needy. But then, like, she also likes to be left alone like a Taurus. Uh-huh. You know, she's so many things. Like, I changed her food, and this bitch refused to eat. And I was like, oh, okay. So I switched it back to the food. I had gotten two, because so the food I was getting for her, for whatever reason, was just getting less and less. Like, I was always having issues from Chewy. So.
Oh, that's who you order from?
Yeah, I ordered through Chewy. So I was like, all right. So, you know, I do my research because I got to get my cat the best shit.
Yeah.
So I don't want her having, like, you know, I don't like health eating things that later. Have. No. And I don't eat things that have 20 lines in the ingredients. So she shouldn't
Why
either.
Should she? Yeah.
So I, you know, doing my research, all that. So I switched to this brand called Pause. Wait, hold on. Whatever, something with paws in it, because it's like four ingredients.
Oh, good.
And which she loved it. It's like fish broth, rice, and maybe another fish. So I'm like, okay, she loved that shit, but she was always hungry because it's protein.
Yeah.
So I was like, well, bitch, this is expensive. We're going to try the other good food I found, the cat pate. She hated that shit. It just hardened in her bowl and sat, and I was like, okay,
like
all right.
Like Kaya said, good pussy costs. It,
Trill. It's quote,
yeah.
Trill.
Yeah.
So it's like a Socrates, but it's Trill.
Yeah.
So I went back to the other food. She was all on board. So I was like, I'm going to just have to spend a little extra and get her this damn fish broth and shit. She likes this shit.
See, again, that's also why I don't have a pet and also why I don't have a child.
Oh, because those niggas. Let me check. Did I ever tell you? Because
there's one thing for a pet to be picky and choosy, fine. Then you're going to have a kid tell me in my face who, like, I can say the dog and shit, they animals. That's my choice to domesticate
Did I
them.
Ever tell you about the family movie night I set up?
Oh, yeah, with the core dog, they didn't want it? Yeah.
This little heifer, I just knew she was going to be happy about these hot. She always asking for damn hot dogs. I don't let her have them most of the time. So I'm like, I got you hot dogs. And she's like, ooh, hot dogs. She's excited. Yeah. And I come out with my crab. I was like, yes. Ooh, crab. And proceeded to every time I took crab out of the shell, this heifer was right there to eat it. And I was like, okay, this is not only am I not eating the majority of the food that I purchased for myself, I am also doing labor.
Yeah. Yeah.
For a nigga that I did labor for.
Yeah, exactly.
Like literally. So,
exactly.
You know, kids and pets, they're a burden. Let me stop. Mother of the Year award goes to.
Oh my gosh.
No, you love them. They're like fun burdens.
Yeah, your broke best friends.
Yeah. Or some.
Gotcha.
Maybe.
Okay.
Because I have thoughts about that. But anyway,
okay.
I've said it. But anyway, I'm not going to hurt you hoes' feelings.
Well,
let's just bring it back one time for the one time. Bitches dress kids like the nigga that left them. I'm sorry. It's such a problematic, amazing meme.
Yeah.
Woo, yeah. Shit. I'm
dress
sorry.
Dress them like their daddy at the baby shower.
I'm going to laugh at that for the rest of my life.
Because it's so true.
It's you see, they got earrings and fitteds.
Yeah, and like it's more prominent now because these kids have Instagrams now.
Oh my God, and TikToks.
Yeah. Now, kids with like gut, like parent ran TikToks, you know, I get it. The whole point of TikTok is, you know, to just, you know, shuck and jive, yeah, you know, to like a Missy Elliott remix beat, right? I get that. There's no harm in that.
No.
But like, when they have the Instagram pages, and, you know, I'm sure there's a couple of you listeners who have your kid on Instagram and their own page.
Mm-hmm.
And we have friends who have that too.
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't mean I love them any less. It just means I
also have friends who won't, yeah, show their kids. I mean, yeah, it's a, you know.
It's just so interesting to like see how like that meme like come to life. Because you look at the kids and they just, and the drip be dripping, not going to lie to you. You know what I mean?
And me as a parent, I look at it and I'm like, how? Nigga, that's so, like,
yeah.
Because I go to Target and I'm like, okay, so now she's this size. Let me get 15 t-shirts. Right.
And that's also a thing. And those are the type of parents that get mad at their kids for getting shit dirty. Remember I told you that how I hate when parents get kids about get mad at their kids getting dirty? Like, my mother used to get, like... I was thinking about this the other day about uniforms.
Mm-hmm.
This is not me like unloading. This is me just having a conversation. Clearly, it's the dank episode.
Let me try
episode
to see how these El Bluntito. Oh, El Bluntos.
Oh yeah, El Bluntos. Oh, that's like El Bloom. El Bloombito.
I don't know if I should do an indica dominant right now. Highest potency. I'll wait.
Oh yeah, those are
for that. Let me go with this upbeat one that I got. Where's that upbeat one? I literally got one that said good for friendly conversation. I said, okay, shit. Now which one, yes, of you all is it?
Jaden XD chat.
Right?
But I was on Twitter talking about how I hated school uniforms.
Oh, it's that.
And so, but then I would like think about how, like, my mother would get upset with me if, like, I had grass stains or whatever. And then I realized later how expensive them shits were.
Yeah, yeah.
And so it's like, I kind of get why that she would be upset there. But it's also to this effect of, like, you try to dress your kid in Gucci or whatever and Burberry, and then you mad because they spilled Juicy Juice
fault
and pudding.
Yeah, like, they're fucking kids. They eat, right, like cows.
Right.
Like, what do you,
they drink,
what,
like,
do you
drunk
want?
People.
They do. Like, they do. And, yeah, everybody gets upset at it. Yeah. You know what we do? She has a couple of things if we're going to go to dinner or we're going to go do something.
Yeah.
And then everything else is play clothes, nigga. And when some shoes get run over and then she go and try and put on another, mm-hmm, pair, we be like, put on them outside shoes.
Mm-hmm.
But we don't get mad at her for getting them dirty. It's just like, you're not going to get four pairs of shoes dirty at the same time.
Right.
Like, you're going to have,
see,
a pair of shoes.
Sense.
If we go in public, nigga, you need to be able to put something on your feet where it looks like I raised you.
See, that makes sense.
That's it. That's, I don't have time for that. Like, this heifer likes to paint and she's creative.
Yeah.
Her school's outside every day. I cannot be bothered with whether her clothes are going. I can't do that.
Right.
That is stressful for all of us.
Yeah.
And I'm already stressful enough as it is.
Tide commercial.
Yeah. I'm like, oh, bitch, let's throw some extra pods up in this,
yeah,
bitch.
Yeah.
I got me some Arm & Hammer laundry booster. I put vinegar in every load of clothes that I do. I put baking soda in there. And then whatever happens, happens.
Yeah. I do that too. Well, not that science project you just,
oh,
said.
Oh, yeah. No,
but
I'd
do like
a
the scoop of Arm & Hammer because, mm-hmm, I use my building's laundromat.
And you know how y'all's washcloths start smelling like armpits after a couple of washes?
Mm-hmm.
If you do the vinegar and the baking soda, that helps to neutralize that so that you don't get that later on.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So that's why.
And you could, like, you know,
cleaning tips with Jade.
Yeah, you could, like, pre-treat your underarms of your shirts.
Mm-hmm. If check that and see if your deodorant has aluminum in it, because that's what,
mm-hmm,
turns your armpits yellow.
Mm-hmm.
So,
mm-hmm,
you know, but you can get that out with some vinegar and some baking soda.
Mm-hmm. You're like nigga wheeze. Like,
yeah,
you know what I mean?
Yeah, I told you. I am, yeah, Black Mrs. Frizzle, just, yeah, in different ways.
Yeah, I get it. You're like, yeah, this apothecary.
Yeah.
Witch bitch. Like,
yeah.
Drag queen.
Candles,
yeah,
in the, yeah, like, exactly. Wow, I'm multifaceted. I'm like Beyonce.
Yeah.
I'm Creole and native.
Yeah. Yes.
All right, now which one of these?
Oh, I don't know. Oh, so I went to go visit my mother and grandmother.
Yes. Share what you,
yeah,
want.
So, you know, I have not seen my grandmother since 2017, and right. I haven't seen my grandmother since, I mean, I haven't seen my mother since 2018. Wow. So it was good seeing them. Mm-hmm. Now that we're in the same state, I can go there at least once a month. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It was really good seeing them, you know, definitely it was well needed. But I'm not going to talk about that, mm-hmm, but mm-hmm, I'm going to talk about Sacramento itself.
Oh, yeah. I can chime in.
Yeah.
Sacramento, where California begins. Not only the capital of the Golden State, but one of the fastest growing cities in the country. A city of contrasts. One of the most beautiful, full of fun and festivities.
So you know how Tony Childs always described Fresno?
Yes.
As, you know, country and downtrodden and, you know, essentially Arkansas.
Smell that. Sorry.
Oh.
Yeah, she's pleasant. There's oranges in that grove.
Yeah.
This is tangible cookies.
Well, I guess it smells like a tangerine.
Yeah. Oh, this is nice. 25.69% THC.
Awesome power.
Oh, my God. It's going to be a good episode. Okay, yeah. Keep going.
So, you know how Tony Childs described, like, Fresno's, mm-hmm, like, every, like Arkansas or Biloxi, Mississippi?
Yes.
Which, by the way, you know Angela and Tony are, like, legit married, still together?
What?
I know.
I would have lost money in that bet.
I know.
Wait.
I know. Her and Tony still together.
You know why? The only reason I'm not surprised, because that bitch is willing to put up with hell and high water.
Listen, sometimes, you know, I mean.
But then she did start putting her foot down. She started inching her way towards the bitches who have a
clue. Baby
club.
Will make him stay, but parole can.
No, let me not say that.
But anywho, so it's like where they live, it's nice. It's wonderful and pleasant, you know, in the Sacramento area. I'm not saying they live directly in Sacramento, but in the Sacramento area, it's very nice. And like, if I wasn't me in that neighborhood, I would definitely choose to live there.
So, fun fact, Sacramento was the first place I ever went in California.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that.
I know. Yeah. Fun fact.
Right. Traumatizing fact.
Yeah. That is the first place I ever went years ago, and I specifically went for a wedding. So it was.
Are they still together?
Yes. Mm. Yes, they are, with a few kids.
Mm. Solid. Solid as a rock.
They did even move.
To
Atlanta.
Were they a part of the Great Negro Migration?
Was there a Great Negro Migration from Sacramento to Atlanta?
Well, just remember when all the blacks moved to, Atlanta in 2004 and stuff?
Yes!
Yeah, the Great Negro Migration.
Maybe a little after that, actually. Mm-hmm.
Right after the Confessions album.
Yes, it was more so maybe in the 07...
It also makes sense when a lot of niggas moved down south when Obama got elected too, mm-hmm, because they thought it was, you know, little did we know, hashtag Wakanda.
Yeah. Although, no.
Yeah.
You know that conversation we had in the beginning?
Yeah.
My mom was like, would you ever? I was like, don't ever ask me. No, I would never.
I mean,
I like Atlanta a lot. I spent summers in Atlanta and worked as a teenager in the summer when I would go visit my cousin. So like, I have a lot of love for Atlanta. It's very big a part of my like coming up. I remember we would be on our way to work in her little raggedy ass car, and we would stop at Mrs. Winter's and get ourselves a three wing snack and a cinnamon roll and split it. We would literally split one of the wings.
Wow.
And we would go to our little job and like have little house parties, and I did Cascade, and I did all of that. Like, I did Atlanta. I love Atlanta. I don't want to live in Atlanta.
Yeah, I hear ya.
Yeah.
That's like, I've only been to Atlanta for like homosexuality purposes.
That's, you know, fair.
Like most people. You know. But, you know, I just don't see myself as like a, like that would be my shush. You know what I mean? I feel like
just me personally.
I just feel like that's a lot more suburban than I would care for.
I don't even think it's the suburban aspect. I can't quite tell you what it is. It's just not for me.
Yeah.
But that's like LA. I thought about it for a second, if you remember.
Yeah, I know.
And then I was like, you know, I went to the Beverly Center.
Oh, yes.
And I know that's not the majority of LA. And there's many beautiful aspects of LA, and I love coming here.
Yeah.
But I don't want to live here.
Yeah.
I won't live here. I didn't see one black. You know what?
Tell them about the dream.
No. That's my nightmare.
Well, I'm just saying. It is an adjustment. Yeah. I went to used to seeing niggas. If I didn't see black people, like in a day, that means I was either inside or I wasn't at home. You know what I mean?
And they don't speak. Like, yeah, I just...
I know. So the jump from, you know, living in Bed-Stuy, even in as much as you want to claim as gentrified as it is, it's still very colored.
It's still black. You know?
So coming here...
It's like
here,
cookies and cream.
Yeah. And it's like coming here, it was just like, oh.
Ooh, that's Haagen-Dazs vanilla bean.
Yeah. Like, it is...
There's black, obviously there's huge black culture in LA. But I just
gotta,
don't ever get to.
You also got to search for it.
You got to search for
and
it.
Then and then it's also, you know, sometimes inaccessible.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Like in the means of like, you got to know somebody. Like I was asking somebody about like a Juneteenth stuff. Mm-hmm, like, mm-hmm. Was there something have a barbecue? Mm-hmm. And somebody was like, well, the people that I usually know, you are going to this person's house for this barbecue. So it's like, you got to know to mm-hmm. know somebody. Mm-hmm. Whereas there's no like big event. Like, remember I told you growing up, there was even in San Jose, there was a big Juneteenth festival. Like there was a lot of black things or just random like black festivals. And it's just now it's
you gotta search. I told you San Jose don't have no black people.
I told you it was now. Well, I was only like four, but
no, I don't. I did not. I guess I took that as an XD exaggeration.
Oh.
Until we were like, bro.
I told you.
Yo.
I told you
there are no Negroes
I talk the way
here.
I do. Well, that's not true, but
there are no Negroes in
San
Jose.
No, there's not. It's very rare.
Noah was the only black child on the playground when we took her to that park. Like, there was no Negroidian.
Yeah, like to your to what your husband said about, like, it's diverse. There just ain't no niggas here.
That's it. No, absolutely. That's exactly what it is. It's fully diverse. Just it's no white people like that, but it's
mm-mm.
no black people.
Mm-mm. It's a lot of BIPOC.
I saw more white people than I saw black people.
Yeah. It's a lot of BIPOC. That damn word.
But you ain't describing us, so.
No. But, you know, growing up, there was a lot more. But like I told you, a lot of it was pushed out.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And they all got moved to Sacramento, which is to my point.
Which is very Negro.
Stockton and Tracy is, you know.
The part of Sacramento I went to was very Negro.
Oh, yeah.
It was like niggas who've been owning their houses. They're not big houses at all. They're just houses.
Small ranch style.
Mm-hmm. Very, very small homes. Mm-hmm. And then Stockton. My sister had a friend who lived in Stockton, and we ended
Which is the Bronx of California.
Yes, it is. Yeah, it is. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, it is. Woo!
I mean, when I tell you I can't remember a thing about stuff.
They have, it's just niggas and random chickens, random, like.
Yeah, like I remember the apartment building being in a desert. I don't know.
Yeah, it's like the whole city is on Section 8. It's so interesting.
It was very fascinating. Yeah. It was a nice apartment.
Yeah, it's like, it's like the whole town is like one big project.
That's sad.
Yeah, and it's not, and it's just because of the fact the way it's set up, because you pushed all the black people out, and now to this area, and then there's no real jobs up there outside of call centers, and you know how that goes.
Yeah, I think her friend works at Apple.
Yeah, see, or that, or they work in,
and one's
they're
a
CEO.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's Damn. Huge.
Damn.
Or they work for, like, if they got a good job, quote-unquote. I hate when, You know how, like, when we were younger,
we were. It's a condition.
I'm glad you caught on.
Yeah, yeah. I'm glad you caught on. It's a conditioning. It is.
Like, ooh, they got a good job. All jobs are good, except for being a cop.
Except for being a cop. You can be a firefighter. Yeah. You can be a EMT. You can be a lot of things, nigga.
You could be an electrician. You can be a, you know, whatever Jill Scott said in The Fact Is I Need You.
Yeah, but you cannot be a cop. I, like, my children may never come home. And I don't plan on being that parent. But they may never come home and tell me no shit about no cop school.
Yeah. Because there's one thing.
Leave. Form your own house. I'm done.
Right. Because there's one thing, right? Like, how we feel like, how we, you know, the politics behind it. But it's also like, you're willing to put your life at risk every day.
And don't come in this shit. And don't tell me nothing about changing the system either. Mm-hmm. I don't want
to
hear it.
It's always one nigga who I became a police officer because I wanted to change how my hood and blah, 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 blah.
Don't come in my house with that shit.
Not in my house.
You can come. No, you can't do that either. No, damn, I can't say that here. I can't. Because there's one more thing you can't come in my house with.
Y'all can't share the same car.
Yes, that's it. Yeah. And namely, should you choose to be of the LGBTQIA+ community, I'm fine with that. Yeah. But you may not come in my house with.
Mm-hmm. If y'all can't share the same call.
Ellipses. Mm-hmm.
That's what I told you. My cousin always said, don't go white, go light.
Oh no.
Yeah.
Oh, no. No, that's yeah. No.
Yeah.
No.
Mm-hmm.
No.
Yeah.
No.
I'm just saying. That's what I was told.
Oh my God.
Mind you, that was in relation to women. And obviously, look how that turned out.
Yeah.
We, you know, problematic things that we pass on
our
to our
family
kids.
Says wild shit.
Yeah.
So I'm not even.
Oh, anywho. Goats.
<Yes. laughs> There you go.
I meant to tell you.
Transition.
Yeah. This is why we don't do many of these shows as often, because we cannot control what comes out of our mouths.
I can hardly do that anyway.
Yeah.
Continue.
So, you know, we just went to just regular Starbucks or whatever. And it's just like, you know, go to Starbucks, whatever, blah, 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 blah. And then all of a sudden, it's like a vast farm, and there's goats and cows and chickens. It's like you have like this strip mall, and then right next to it is like a big-ass farm. And it's like everywhere, even like everywhere in the surrounding areas of Sacramento.
Farm.
Yeah.
Yeah, on our road trip this year, a couple weeks ago, I said, so XD was right. California is mostly farm.
Mm-hmm.
Mostly.
Mm-hmm.
Like, mostly just outside shit. That's why they be telling you to come to California and go outside and shit.
Yeah. That's why the traveler little, what's it called? The commercials that they show to, like, visit California.
Visit California.
Yeah.
You can go hang gliding and trekking and hiking and swimming. And
And they play that stupid YouTube music that with the ukulele.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Sometimes they put celebrities in it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Particularly white ones.
Yeah. Mostly probably Scientologists.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And don't y'all come knocking on my goddamn door while I'm here either.
Oh,
I'll shoot
gosh.
You. do we still have that episode where that nigga knocked on my door with that bucket hat?
Wait, what?
We didn't leave that in the episode. You don't remember that? You don't remember in my old apartment that nigga knocked on the door with the bucket hat? And we were in the middle of recording, and I had to get up and chase him down the stairs. Remember, he came to the door, and then he ran away. He was coming because of the landlord.
And this nigga ran away
in the middle of recording, and I had to literally. All of it was recorded, but we just never.
I feel like that was on Two Guys and a Girl.
And I was like, no, I think it was Jaden. I think it was right after Jaden XD started, and I was like, I will shoot you if you knock on my door again.
That was, yes, I remember that, because they try to serve you fake papers or whatever.
Fake papers. My landlord was a piece of motherfucking work. Do you hear me? I hate that nigga.
Yeah.
And the only reason I'm not saying his name, like I said, Terrence Fontaines, with your bitch ass, is because I left that nigga's car on four flats.
Oh my gosh. So, oh my gosh. Mm-hmm. Oh my gosh. Yeah. I mean, you know, you could have did worse. You could have put, like, you know, peanut butter in the gas tank. Or, oh, okay, never mind. I'm glad this part is not on camera. No,
I did what I needed to do.
Okay.
His karma's been paid.
Okay.
You come out your house on four flats. Let me tell you how I love to leave a bitch on four flats.
Oh my
Don't
gosh.
Do it. Him and that Trinity bitch on my block. I was like, keep me.
Keep
that,
fucking with me.
That was
keep
a heist between me and Tristan. We was like, we leaving this bitch's car on four flats,
oh
nigga.
My gosh.
Yeah. Oh,
going
absolutely.
Outside of four flats, because you can't do nothing but get that shit towed.
Absolutely. Kiss my ass, bitch.
Like, did you just stab the tire or did you just let the air out?
No, we just let the air out.
Oh.
Well, of one of them.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. It depends on how egregious you are. Like, if you do some dickhead parking shit, I'm going to let the air out. I just want you to be inconvenienced for a while. You try to come for me and my family, I'm slicing your fucking tires.
Okay, that's fair.
I did used to do that. Not now, in the present day.
You know, I've only been... I don't know if we've ever did a crime episode or like where we low key admit to crimes that we had, but I have done one. I know one thing, and that's I went with my homegirl to damage our other homegirl's nigga's car.
Okay, what like in what mean like with in what manner?
Well, that's when I learned about peanut butter in the gas tank as well as a Snickers bar.
Should I answer it? Since we're having a random episode.
Sure.
You're on the episode. You're in my microphone. Say, this is Jaden XD.
Yeah, hi.
Hey, Jay. Looks like we made it.
I'll call you later. Bye. Guest appearance from Dustin.
Yeah.
But
yeah, that's what I learned about, you know, putting things down the gas tank and things.
Yeah, or you can leave fish sauce in a nigga's car. You get it from a Vietnamese spot.
Oh, that's what we did.
Yeah, that
well,
never
I didn't
out.
Do that.
Okay.
But see, the thing was, I was with...
We were young.
Yeah, I was 18. Our homegirl was black, but the girl I was with was white. And so she was one of them down for whatever type white girl.
Did she do the crimes?
Yeah.
Y'all put her hands all over everything, right?
She is the one that initiated anything. I didn't do anything.
Yeah,
I was
good.
Just the lookout. Yeah. Who am I?
No,
why would
right.
I
you're
do
right.
that?
Yeah, you're right. You're right.
Right. I was just the lookout.
Okay. I was like, wait a minute. No.
She's one of those like white girls who was like down for whatever, but it was really just because they had something to prove.
Listen, let me tell you something. If you ain't no Portland white bitch and standing in front of me in front of the police, then get from around me because I don't want it.
Yeah. But,
so if you want to suggest us do a crime, you want to suggest you do a crime.
Right.
Okay. And take the fall, bitch. Because I'm not doing it. I'd be damned if I will never. Never.
Let's take a break. And,
what's this train?
Yeah, okay. Let's take a break and we'll be back after these messages.
After these messages, we'll be right back.
Traditional linguists like B.F. Skinner believe that behavior, such as speech and thought, were learned from interactions between organisms and their environment. Noam Chomsky is considered to be the father of this branch of biology.
And we're black, talking about stuff.
And things.
This is the dank episode.
They're like, the rain did that.
Right.
They called it something else. And to be fair, I told these niggas already know that my personal vendetta about how I was the only smoker for years. I'll never shut up about it.
No, that is very true. Because I remember when everybody started.
Yes, I do too. You know, the only person who would hit it every once in a while was Fury and yourself.
Yeah.
Every once in a blue, they'd hit the blunt. Mm-hmm. Light the blunt. And then, you know, niggas now just chew down.
Well, I was a social worker, so I had to smoke.
Yeah, you know, you dealt with a lot on a daily basis. Never came through with trauma every day on a Wednesday.
Yeah, listen, not trying to remember shit from the week.
No, that's real.
Remember that time that nigga threw that knife at me?
Wait, what?
I told you that story. I thought I told that on the show when I quit my job. Maybe Two Guys and a Girl, because it happened. Yes, I haven't worn Two Guys and a Girl. So this guy, you know, I was working in transitional housing, and so they had a dual diagnosis and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. So he accused me of something that did not happen. And so then he had a knife and threw it like this.
Like darts?
Like a dagger at me.
You know, people look crazy.
Yeah, and I moved. And so, of course, the agency didn't do anything about it.
Of course not.
And then that was also around the same time. Remember when they tried to blame me for negligence? For
yes! Oh, mm-hmm. Shit. That was the same time?
Yeah, it was a bunch of shit happened at once at work. And I ended up quitting. Which is so funny because I ended up working for them in a different capacity later.
I told the story of when my sister got bit in the head by that crackhead, right?
What?
I never told you that?
No, but it bears repeating.
Okay, so we were living in Houston. I think she was like 16. And so I'm somewhere. I'm grown. And so she calls me. Her boyfriend or one of her friends, somebody calls me in like a nightmare of what is the word? A tizzy, a frantic panic. There we go. Thank you. What is sweet or strong?
Yep.
and I'm like, what is happening? Your sister. So I obviously do not understand what's going on the phone outside of there's an emergency. I was like, just give me the address and tell me. So I went, me and like my friends loaded up and flew over there in the rain. Mm-hmm. Come to find out, my sister was at a party and they left the party and wanted to get food, so they stopped at this Popeyes.
Okay.
So they go in this Popeyes or whatever, and it's her and a group of her little friends, and they eat and stuff. And do you remember that Missy Elliott show with the guy who, you remember the Missy Elliott like show where she, it was like almost like a competition singing show, like mixed with like a Making the Band. It came on like UPN or
I thought that's when they were trying to get TLC back together.
No, not that show, another show.
Missy Elliott, she's one of the hottest selling female artists of all time, an established record producer, a five-time Grammy Award winner.
Run for cover.
And now Missy Elliott is in search of America's next music sensation, an all-around artist who can not only perform, but write original songs as well.
This is a Missy Elliott exclusive.
On the road to stardom with Missy Elliott.
It was Missy's show. But anyway, there was this guy who was a singer on there. And there was a guy who was the singer on there. And he and his friends were in the Popeyes or whatever. So my sister and them eat and they leave. And this guy is outside who was asking them for money before they went in. And they were like, well, you know, they're 16-year-old girls. We don't have any or whatever. So they're going to the car and everybody's getting in the car. And my sister's the last one getting in the car. And he snatches her and bites her in the head.
What the fuck?
Like with like the fervor of biting a sandwich.
Like,
no, this nigga.
This isn't funny, but it's funny.
I know, no, like now it is because she's 33, but.
Because I'm trying to see, like, was it like a nibble on the temple?
No, nigga. He bit her in the middle of her head like a muffin. Like, I'm sorry. Thank God she don't listen to podcasts.
I'm sorry.
No.
That's so traumatizing.
No, I know.
So like, what?
Yeah, no. My sister, first of all the random stuff has always happened to her. I'll tell you about another thing after this.
Oh, my gosh.
But she literally he literally bit into her head like you bite into your meal in the middle of her head. So he bites her in the head, like hits her, kicks her, throws her down. All this happens very fast though, right? And then he runs. Well, the niggas I was telling you about who were inside caught it from the window, but they couldn't get us how fast it happened. So they ran out and chased him for 8 blocks.
Wow.
And dragged him back to the scene with a belt. Like they literally wrapped him in like it was a few niggas. So they brought him back, called the police, all of that. So by the time I got there, the police were there. And that's when they had the nigga in the back seat, and my sister's head is bleeding, and
she had to get a tetanus shot and everything.
She had to get shots. She had to get work. So she's, this is the most dramatic. I think I did tell you about this because it was a dramatic scene that could have been in a movie. This is Black 13 Reasons Why. This
oh my gosh.
She gets in front of the police car, throws up both her middle fingers. It says, die. It was, and it told you it was raining outside. It was just dramatic.
What is going on?
She literally gets in front of the police car. She's like, die. Oh with my both God. Her middle fingers. So then I almost get arrested because I jump in the back seat when I get there after they told me what happened. Because remember, I didn't know the full story. So I pull up and I'm like, what is going on? They tell me, they're like, the nigga's in the car over there. So and the car door is open. Like the police are, this is in a parking lot. So I run over to the car, get in the backseat of the car, start wailing on this nigga. So they're like,
that's right.
They're like, miss, we are going to have to arrest you if you get in this backseat again and da 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 da. So I got me one more good licking and then I got out. Then I had to slap her little boyfriend behind the dumpster because this nigga was crying. So it was so dramatic. It was literally, I'm telling you, it was a Lifetime movie. It was a motherfucking Netflix special. This nigga's crying behind the dumpster. She's 16, so her boyfriend was like 17.
Right.
And this nigga's crying behind the dumpster. I slapped the shit out of this nigga. I said, get yourself together. And I love him. He still follows me on Instagram, and he got a little family. But I slapped the fool out of that nigga. It was like, get your life together right now. We don't have time for this shit. So that was the time my sister got bit in the head by this crackhead.
That is that is so random and wild. Because in my head, I'm just still trying to figure out, like, I'm just going to bite your head.
He okay, imagine we're all filing in the car, and literally the last person is filing in the car, and somebody snatches them from behind, bites them in the head, hits them, and throws them down, and runs off.
So he bit her, hit her, threw her down, and ran.
Mm-hmm.
Like a zombie, like Thriller.
Yeah, he was like a crackhead street fighter. He did a combo. She's fine now, guys. She's pregnant. Again.
Oh my god.
She's got a thriving family.
Yeah. I just, oh my god.
Yeah, he did a crackhead combo on her.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
You know, my local, the last time, well, see, because I ended up working with him, so you know. But outside of that, like in the community, like when I was living in Buffalo, that's how I had free cable.
Wait, what?
The local crackhead definitely gave me free cable.
Oh, that's okay.
Yeah.
That's who cleaned up our backyard after the wedding.
Oh, I know.
Yeah.
Because me and Sharia was tired than a motherfucker.
Let
I'll tell you that.
I know. I know you were. That was the one aspect I forgot. I said, I forgot to get a cleaning crew. Yeah. We came back from that hotel. Like, oh no.
Yeah, we said we will do it. We came.
No, and you all did. You all did. That was a good time. Okay, so then, remember I told you a bunch of random shit happens to her.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, guys, this is the dank episode. So
none of it makes sense.
No, none of it goes together.
Oh, Jen Shaw is calling me.
You want to get it?
No, it's saying I have a car warranty.
Oh, no. Wait, I just got it. You will get that?
No. It's Jen Shaw calling me about a damn car warranty. That's how I know niggas is back to work and outside of the pandemic.
Yeah, they are. They are. The scam calls are out of control.
Interesting. I try to answer, like, just so I could tell them to stop fucking calling me, but it's still like a recording.
You have to block each one. And then they're crafty, so they come up with more.
I did. Yeah. So clearly, this is another one.
You just keep blocking. You just block them. You just got to keep blocking them. Right. I just block these.
And there's another one that keeps calling about something wrong with my taxes, which I know is a
scam. Oh, yeah. I'm getting the same one.
Because I'm like, the IRS would never call.
And then
call
I get
you.
The Chinese ones.
What Chinese ones?
Where they just call and they just speak Chinese.
Oh, yes. I get those too. But I also think that's probably because I have a business number.
I don't. I just don't. See, the problem is I don't change my phone number.
How long have you had your phone number?
I've had, let's put it like this. In my adult life, I've had two phone numbers. Because I don't believe in doing that. Like, you know, niggas be like, I changed my number because too many. First of all, I fucking hate y'all.
There's always a bitch, non-gender specific.
Oh, yeah.
Who changes their number every month.
Yeah, because they feel like they in high demand. And I'd be like, stop. Right. Just stop.
You don't
want
to give your number out.
But I don't believe in changing my number. I'm like, no, if I want you to stop calling my phone, you're going to stop calling my phone.
Yeah.
Like that nigga who tried to FaceTime me 32 times the other day with the, is that Archer who that was? That was on this show, right?
No.
Oh, yeah. There's this nigga who keeps trying to FaceTime me in a group FaceTime.
Oh, my gosh.
And so, like, the one time I answered it, I was like, stop calling my phone. And the person was like, I can call whatever. And I was like, click. I had to hang up. I said, oh, you ignorant. And then they proceeded. So I blocked them. And then for whatever reason, that group FaceTime would come through. Mm-hmm. And I just, I don't know what that was, but that was some. But what was his name? It had boy with a B-O-I in the title of it. It was an iCloud address. Oh. So I said the address. I was very Lizzo on Getting Grown. I said it. I was like, somebody call this nigga and tell him to stop calling my phone.
Oh my God.
And then I was like, that's a bad idea because what if he gives them my phone number?
They might have used your email address to call you too.
Okay, but you don't know, me. So why are you trying to FaceTime me?
What
is this world?
I don't know. You know, people are unhinged. Yeah. Especially now more than ever after, you know, the pandowdy.
Yeah, that's fucks as big as up. And I just don't have patience for it.
You know what I think is going to happen or what has happened is that people have forgotten how to be people because we're in the house all fucking year.
Mm-hmm.
Like, people are just
feral.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Because I was at the airport, and you know, normally the airport is on some fuck shit anyway because it brings out the worst in people.
It does. And it brings out the worst people.
Yeah. But this time it was on some new. I was like, I'm just going to stand in this corner and watch. You know how, like, in Mean Girls, where, like, it turned into, like, the.
Yes.
When you're in the lunchroom.
Yes.
And it was the animals.
Oh, you're kind of right. You're right.
It was just like that.
And then the niggas who don't walk around with masks in the airport, I truly know that you have lost your marbles.
Let me tell you something. It's mask optional in upstate California,
not in the airport.
Oh, honey.
Niggas in Sacramento?
Niggas did not have on the airplanes, yes, you had to. Mm-hmm. But niggas was walking around the airports, maskless. In Sacramento, not in LA, not so much.
Oh, I have to confess something.
Okay.
On my flight here, this girl kept falling asleep and leaning in my direction. And this bitch booked the middle seat. She should have never booked the middle seat.
Right.
So I kept poking her with my keys. Asleep. And I was asleep. But I would just keep my keys like right here. And every time this bitch did something, I just stab her with my keys. And she was looking on the seatbelt. She couldn't figure. She's like, something in here. There's something in this seat. And I was like, oh God. Oh my God. I was stabbing the shit out of it. And I picked the sharpest key. The freshest one from the Home Depot.
Oh my gosh. That is horribly like genius of
you
to do.
I told you from the minute when I traveled by myself when I was 8 and I had to get on a flight And I had this lady ask me for all, that's when they gave you meals. So she kept asking for all portions of my meal. And I finally, I was like, bitch, like, right. I mean, clearly I did it at 8, but I was like, miss, like, right. I want my food. Right. But she kept asking me for my food. And since then,
why
I was like,
she keep asking for your food?
Because she was a heifer. Oh. She was, I mean that in every sense of the word. Not in that way. She was just, she was.
How hungry can you be when
you
want to?
Like, why the fuck are you asking a kid for their food? She was a big ass bully.
Yeah.
So, you know, that is really what instilled my airplane boundaries, because that was the first time I had to truly be like, bitch, when we get off of here, I'm telling, like, leave me alone. So my carrots, this is when they gave you turkey sandwiches on Continental. Like, this is, you know.
Ooh, this is back in the day, Continental.
Nigga. Yeah, I want to say this. It was, this, yes.
Did you fly TWA too?
No, I never did TWA. Or Pan Am? The only my mom worked in the call center at Continental for a little while. Yeah. So we flew with buddy passes.
Yeah, I remember we used to fly with, we used to fly TWA and Continental.
Okay.
And United, obviously, because that's when, they remember they used to have in the seats the ashtrays.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And the phone in the back of the seats.
Mm-hmm. Which did work, by the way.
Yeah, my mother said, don't you ever touch that diseased phone. So I never did.
Yeah, I mean, it's true, because they didn't have no handy wipes and shit like that back then.
Mm-mm. My mom started getting wet ones early, though, like when they would come in the canister.
Oh, same. My mom did, too, because we went to the beach a lot.
Yeah, and my mom's a Virgo.
Yeah.
So she kept them big canisters and them wet ones. She should have bought stock in them long ago.
Yeah.
Like, that lady is the most wet ones person ever. But, yes, if somebody keeps bothering you, see, stab them with your keys.
You know, on my way to Sacramento, I had to end up sitting next to a white gay, which... So I was wiping my seat down. You know, I was on my Naomi Campbell.
Yeah, always.
And he was like, it was funny how he said it. At first I was annoyed, but then I was like, okay. So then he was like, when you're done, can I have a couple of those? And at first I was like, no. But then I was like, well, it's only two of us in this row, I must rather right. have this clean, because it could have been, he could have asked me, can you do that for me too? And then I would have been like, then we would have a problem. So
slavery is over.
Right. So when he asked me, I was like, yeah, here. I let him take it out himself. I'm like, here, because I'm not going to give it to you.
Yeah, no.
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 But I was like, for my own safety, I'm going to have to do it anyway.
No, I get that. And that's really a protection of self.
Yeah.
You know, keep your mask on too, nigga.
Oh, he did.
Don't be out here on this bullshit.
He did.
Okay, good. Well, the fact that he even had the desire, we're just going to let him
know. Yeah, it was just how he asked and, you know.
It's also like, you know.
You know. Yeah.
And these packs cost $4.99 in the airport.
Let me tell. Well, no, I didn't buy them at the airport. I bought, you know where the plug is? Y'all listening closely. Lean in. Dollar Tree, nigga.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh,
Dollar
yeah.
Tree.
Oh, yeah.
They had a sneak attack on, like, the travel wipes
mm-hmm.
for the Clorox. Nigga, it's raining.
So I get my Clorox wipes regularly in a subscription. Mm-hmm. So usually when I travel, I put them in a Ziploc bag. Mm. Very black.
Yeah.
And then I keep wet ones. But then I started getting the Clorox travel size. But then I didn't get a chance to make it to Target before I left.
Yeah.
So I had to buy me a Clorox set in the airport. And when I saw that bitch was $5 mm-hmm. for the travel size.
Mm-hmm. And you need at least two.
And they know exactly what they're doing by with this price gouging at the airport.
Mm-hmm.
Breakfast costs $80.
Oh, thank you for breakfast, by the way.
Oh, you're welcome. You're welcome. I be feeling like Big Mama Hank sometimes, yes. You know what I'm saying? Every once in a while, I'll buy niggas a meal.
Yeah, I felt like all proud because I took my family out to dinner. I mean, granted, it was Big Bear Diner, but that's where they wanted to go.
That's fine.
So I was matter. Like, I'm treating my grandmother who has dementia. She's like, oh, you treating? I'm like, oh, well, you get that now.
Does Maggiano's have outside seating?
Who?
Maggiano's.
No.
Oh, never mind.
No.
I want a salad.
No, they don't have Not at this one anyway.
So niggas is just eating inside?
Mm-hmm.
Breathing with each other?
Yeah, I mean, I've done it a couple times.
Mm.
Yeah. Yum. I've been a little bit more out here than you think I have.
Oh, wait a minute.
Well,
but you stay masked up, though.
Yeah, no.
Yeah, you don't play.
Never. And besides, most of the time I have to anyway because of my allergies.
Yeah, and it helps.
Yeah.
Tristan gets those little nose filters, and it'd be looking like a beehive in his nose.
Yeah, I've seen those, but they irritate the inside of my nose.
Oh, see, he said it's the best thing for him ever in the world.
Maybe I need to get tried.
That's how
brand.
He adjusted to Trill.
Mm.
Because he was allergic to cats,
mm-hmm.
but he adjusted to Trill with those nostril filters, and you know, eventually your allergies, if you're not like super severe, and even then maybe I don't know, but your allergies, you will get used to the animal, so it won't affect you as much. Like you become immune. So really? he was wearing the nose filters until his body started becoming immune to her. So now she doesn't really bother him unless it's high allergy season and it's like shedding season. So I brush her regularly on purpose, mm-hmm. And try to keep her groomed so that she, and that's why she's also a little spoiled bitch, because now she expects the rub. She screams at us, you know, literally as soon as we come in the house, she talks. So mm-hmm. Yeah, no, Trill's it. She's a needy bitch.
Oh no, 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 no.
And she do got ass.
That's all.
Dustin wasn't lying.
I was thinking about getting a dog.
A small one?
No, okay. Not them tea capoodle, chihuahua, Yorkie dog.
We might not be friends though, boy, if your dog tries to come.
I don't want
a
dog that I can, you know, like Louis Vuitton.
In your armpit.
Yeah, no, yeah. I'm cool. but Kyle has a Congolese something. Her name is Amina. She's so cute. Google it. It's like a something with the name Congolese dog. Let's see. Listeners, y'all know what I'm talking about. I'm sure one of you guys have one.
Congolese dog.
Yeah.
Oh, a Basenji.
The Basenji dog, ancient animal companion of Africans and Dravidians. What animal was the best friend of ancient Africans and Dravidians? The ancient dog of the Dravidians and Africans was the Basenji dog.
Yeah.
Oh, I love Basenjis. Yes, that's what Lisa has.
Yes, that's what they have.
So Basenjis are like, I'm not gonna call them the first dog, but they derive from, like, you know, when you see on the hieroglyphics.
Like Anubis in them?
Yes. I don't think Anubis comes from Basenjis, but they were, when you see the dog, I forget what the dog is called, but when you see the dog, those are Basenjis. So they're like one of the original dogs. And they're highly intelligent. They are bred. And you have to be really careful with like the litter that you get them from. But if you get them from somebody who, because you know you want to keep Basenjis pure because they're. Yeah. But I don't really. I also don't want to promote. I don't really know anything about this shit, so I'm gonna just shut the fuck up.
No, that's what Kyle said. They got them from a breeder, and he told me the exact same thing you're telling me about keeping them pure. Because if you mix them, it's fucked up.
Yeah, and then the litters can be. They can have health issues,
and they have to stay with the parents for at least 2 to 3 months.
Yes. So they got their dogs. They have two Basenjis, and they got their dogs, but they could not get them until a certain time because the dogs have to stay with the mother for that period of time.
Mm-hmm.
They're like, they're incredible. Their dog Zaya, she comes and sticks her little nose in my armpit.
Mm-hmm. And they don't bark.
No, they bark.
Oh, well.
And they hunt, they're natural hunters.
Well, the one, I guess, the one she has, she doesn't really bark.
Oh, okay. Theirs are like out, like they have an acre and some change or whatever. So. Mm-hmm. Their dogs get to go run around in their backyard. They're inside dogs, but they get to go run around sometimes.
Yeah.
And they like chase squirrels and because they're natural hunters.
Mm-hmm.
That's like their instinct.
Yeah, she's always on like the ears perch, ready to go.
I love Basenjis.
Mm-hmm. She's so cute.
Oh, I'm going to get a dog when I get a house, but I want a Rottweiler.
Mm.
I want a Rottweiler or a pit with white socks.
Oh, get a rat. They're so pretty.
They're gorgeous. And they're like big old teddy bears. They just have like, they can have immune issue, immune system issues later on. So I have to make sure I really.
But that is like larger dogs too. Like Great Danes don't live that long and they're like as big as me. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I feel like the larger the dog, the more health risks they have. Like, you know, when they have like them big ass huskies who aren't meant to live in fucking California or whatever. Mm-hmm. But
nigga, at all, nigga, at all.
Right. And it's like they have like the mortality rate is low because of the fact that
this is not their natural climate. I don't. So, you know me, I'm probably not going to end up getting a Rottweiler or a Pit unless it's a rescue. You know, I'm probably going to end up getting a rescue because you know how I am.
Yeah. I know people. People talk shit about, you know, going to the pound or whatever, but those animals need love
too. They need homes. We're thinking about, so I, you know, I don't share a lot of personal information.
Are y'all getting like an iguana or something?
Kind of. We might adopt a kid, another kid.
Oh.
Yeah, like we might, like I probably will have one more and then we might adopt one. Yeah,
that's cool.
You know, because the kids, black kids here, they need homes.
Yes, mm-hmm. They do.
You know, everybody won't go elsewhere and go get a baby, and that's fine. But you got black kids right here who need homes. So we're like, okay, we wanted a couple kids, but you know, I only got a couple years left in me for that. And so we may adopt a third one.
That's awesome. Yeah. You know, I was talking to my mother, and she randomly mentioned this before, but now. California is so strict, you have to be a homeowner for it, but she wants to be a foster parent.
I'm not mad at that.
She's talking about being a foster parent before. And I was like, that fits you.
It fits her very well.
You know what I mean? I'm like, she loves kids. She loves being a caretaker. And she was like, you know.
And she can sign up for the age group that she wants that's, you know, going to be the best for her. Mm-hmm. My grandparents were in foster care for a long time. A long time. And I know a lot of the girls they came from deeply traumatic backgrounds. Mm-hmm. So, you know, it's a beautiful system. It's challenging. Yeah. You know, you're dealing with all types of personalities that come from different backgrounds. So there's a particular temperament that you need to have. And I hate that people get into the foster care system because of capitalism.
Right.
And just to make money when they're not, they don't really want to take care of them as human beings. That like frustrates the shit out of me.
Yeah.
You know, now I did fight one of them foster kids. Let's be very clear. I told y'all about Diamond, but I told y'all about Diamond.
Yeah,
I fought the shit out of her. I was like, okay, me and you can go. But, and on a serious note, like, you know, I hope that that's like, I know it's not coming to an end, right. But it's frustrating.
I know.
So yeah, I think we may adopt a third.
That's super Dopington.
Yeah, we may do that.
Yeah, do it for me, because I'm not.
I'm going to have kids for everybody who wants.
Listen, that'd be great. You can adopt them, you know. I just, you know, kids are just a lot.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I got to raise myself first before.
Mm-hmm. I don't dispute any of that.
Because my mother was like, you know, you're not having any. And the way she said it, how this conversation came up, because she was talking about how this woman, she kind of like looks after, cares over, and she has like a child. And mm-hmm. so she kind of views that person as like her grandkid. And then she was like, and when we talked about the foster thing, she was like, well, you know, she named my cousins. Well, it doesn't seem like y'all going to have children. It doesn't seem like you're going to have a child. I was like, let's be very clear. I have said I've never wanted a child since 1993.
And
it's been very consistent. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. So, I'm not mad at that.
Yeah. When I grew up and get married and have kids, I've always been like,
Stop pressuring people to do
that. That's why when I mentioned no, I was like, if she chooses to have children, mm-hmm. you know what I mean?
I'm super grateful I don't have one of the mothers who did that pressuring grandmother shit.
You gotta get married. You gotta have, like, I watch on The Nanny. And a lot of 90s shows is very centered around having a man.
Well, that was because that was that's a Gen X thing. Like that yeah. was in the girlfriends, all of them. That went on for a minute where it yeah. was prevalent to have a man.
Yeah,
that's why I am diehard about telling niggas that marriage is a bonus. You all can hear all about that on the bonus episode of Getting Grown.
Yeah.
But marriage is a it can be a can be can mm-hmm. be a bonus. But it should not be a reason.
The reason.
Yeah, the reason.
The mm-mm. reason.
There's nothing wrong with wanting partnership by any means. Like, I, I don't knock anybody for wanting partnership. I've never been one of those people that's like, I need a boyfriend. Like, I've never said that. You know what I'm saying? Like, niggas came around and, you know, if I wanted to have one, I guess there was one around. Not even, I don't, like, I never actually had a desire to have a boyfriend.
I always feel like men are way more lonelier than women than they care to admit.
Yeah. Yeah, and way more needy.
Yes.
Yeah, very much so.
Yes, because and I think that's what gets in the way of like gay relationships sometimes is because both them niggas are needy and two needy people makes a relationship muy, muy complicated.
Yeah, I mean, it really does. And I do, I find them to be a lot needier. Does that mean that there are not ones out there who are self-sufficient, know how to clean and cook and do things like that? No, but they, like niggas in general are much mm-hmm. needier than women, I feel like.
Mm-hmm. Gay, straight, bi, or tie, girl.
That's it. Niggas in general.
Yes.
Let me try one of these little blunts. Open this for me.
Right. Let's take another break, and we'll be back after this message.
After these messages, we'll be right back.
I just wanted to add something, and that is I'm noticing a trend more so with the coming generations than my generation, I guess. And that is a lot of people just want to chit-chat. You feel me? They just want to chit-chat. And they want to keep chit-chatting.
Black.
This has a glass tip.
Oh yes, it goes. It's gonna go on very smooth.
Okay. Okay. That might make me cough.
Oh.
Hold on.
Let's see. It is cooler mm-hmm. on the inhale. Let's see.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
They're really good.
All right.
They're a little pricey, so we don't get them all the time, but they're pretty good.
I'm not mad at this.
We usually get the big brown cock one.
So I want that one because they have this papaya flavor that is just pleasant. Mm. Like, I like the fruit-infused ones. Mm-hmm. Or yeah, they're very nice.
Right. Yeah, they're really good. They're nice. They're really nice to walk around WeHo with. Because it makes it look like you're smoking a cigar, and it's really, you know,
a blunt.
Yep.
Are you allowed to smoke in the street here?
Depends what color you are.
Okay, fair enough. Wow, we've surpassed California and smoking in the street?
Uh-huh. Depends what color you are.
I certainly be smoking in the street here, but you know what? Never mind. I'm not...
Okay, well, Buffy, you can relate.
Yeah, I have privilege. I have to admit that.
But it depends.
Tristan talks about that all the time. He'd be like, you ever notice white people are more comfortable talking to you until they talk to you? And then they realize he's the one they really should have been talking to. But he's the intimidating looking one to them.
Mm-hmm.
So, but he's like, white people, like they
your husband is the more congenial out of the two.
Yeah,
of
no, absolutely.
Yeah, yes.
He's absolutely. Yeah. But he just looks like a nigga you don't really, which you don't want to do that. But it takes, you know, it takes something serious for that. But that's a thing.
Mm-hmm.
That's the thing.
It depends what color you are out here. That's a lot of things. That's in relation to dating in Los Angeles. Mm-hmm. Depends on delivery.
I just gave you niggas science and statistics. Mm-hmm. Shit. Listen, they are.
It depends, girl.
That's so fascinating.
Mm-hmm. So we had a photo shoot this week.
Oh my, so that's why I'm here.
Yeah. You'll probably see some of these pictures around. Mm-hmm. If not by the time you listen to this, but you know, more yes. later. I don't know. It's coming.
It's coming in the next couple of days.
Yeah. It was fun.
We had a good time. So, you know, I'm just really proud of us. We have, we just celebrated several months ago our 7th year.
In total, yeah.
Seven years in total and...
5 years.
5 years of Jader XD.
Yeah.
And we, you know, XD and I have worked really hard together to build a business, a legit business. And no, this is not LLC Twitter over here.
Yeah.
This is just like, you know, when I look at, okay, hey, you got to come to LA. All right, let's look at our business account.
Yeah.
And see how things are looking. We'll get you a ticket at the business account.
Yeah.
I'm just proud that, you know, that we've really gotten ourselves to a place. We created a business, nigga. This
it's
the longest job I've ever been at.
Yeah. Money on my mind. Money on my mind. Shit. Money on my mind. Money on my mind. Shit. Money on my mind. Money on my mind.
That's right.
Money on my mind.
Well, then there you go.
Let me see. Hold on. Yeah.
I'm trying to... No, I was at Community Access longer, right?
I've never been anywhere past 7 years.
Well, there you go.
So, this is the longest job I've been at, and I am VV proud of us.
Yeah, so am I. And, you know,
much
kind of,
more to go.
Yeah, I know. It couldn't have happened without all of you. You know,
not by any means.
We thank you all.
The hateful ones, too.
Yeah.
Yeah. You helped. You help, but for the ones who love us, we rock with you all heavy.
Yeah.
You've been incredible. You've been incredible support systems to Jaden XD, and we don't take that for granted.
I know. I know. Even though you tell people not to cry and tell them it's weird.
It is.
But it's like, I get it. Like, you know, I understand, like, black podcasting is so needed. You know what I mean? It's black talk radio.
Yeah.
You know, we've never really had black talk radio before.
Right. No, this is facts. This is facts.
You know, even from... And even I even appreciate, you know, I think I said on Twitter, you know, men don't heal, they get podcasts.
Mm-hmm,
you know, as far as...
I was screaming at the comments.
You know, it's like I even appreciate those too, only because of the fact that, you know, there is this huge, like, Wild West out there for us to take over. We're allowed to have horrible opinions because these white folks can.
Yeah.
Why can't we have horrible opinions?
No, it's facts.
You know, shout out to Horrible Opinions podcast, by the way. But
oh, is there Horrible Opinions?
What?
There's a Horrible Opinions?
What? I thought Horrible Opinions was.
Decisions for
decisions.
There you go.
Yeah. What is this? It's Stone Road.
Stone Road. Yeah, but which one did you get?
Indica Hybrid, potent, cerebral. Bling Cake.
Bling Cake.
Infused with orange creamsicle hashish. Oh God.
Well, congratulations on restraining yourself in your mouth this episode.
I know.
So I bought Lemon Mac, which is a sativa.
Mm-hmm. I do like this this brand.
That's by hold on here.
I would say where we ordered from, but I want to get like a code.
Yeah, fuck all that. Circles, y'all know the Circles packages. Yeah. Everybody knows the Circles. And then I got some Foxy.
Yes, we get Foxy at home.
I got
Foxy
an indica because really I wanted an indica. I got Animal Face.
Mm-hmm.
And then I got.
Oh, we order that too.
Everyday X, I assume. Or maybe just every day the tangible tan tang Tangible cookies, which I told you all.
It smells like tangerines.
Oh, it is pleasant. And then what are these other ones? Hold on.
Jade is gonna get her weed. Jade is gonna get her weed. Jade's gonna get her weed. Yeah.
Oh, Target's texting me. Thank you, Keisha. Okay. Okay, and then Humboldt County, which I was just in.
I love
them. And this is the very first weed that I smoked here, so this is gone. But I had a Classic Flowers, the brand. I really like this packaging. It's got this really cute wood top. And I got Orangutan Classic. Chrissy Chula said that sounded racist. Balanced, which is an LA brand. And I got Pow. another Balance, which has the cutest fucking,
you know, glass. I realized that frosty a lot jar. Of these prices for flower has to do with the packaging.
Yeah, no, absolutely.
Because, like, that shit right there.
This
is
shit
beautiful.
Right here.
I know.
But this,
you can reuse. You can reuse a lot of them to like plant things.
Yeah, and I can put face cream in this shit. Nerds,
because it looks like it looks like the Dr. Peter Thomas.
Peter Thomas Roth. It does. Yeah. And then, so my dumbass last night, I went to go open the Voodoo Moon Rock. And so I'm just thinking I'm opening like another package, right? This is a Clementine Moon Rock. So I didn't realize that I got like a, so this is a distillate keef and terpene, like, so it's concentrated. So it's just one little nugget that you take a little piece off and you're supposed to sprinkle it in your blunt or your joint or whatever. Nigga, I pulled that out. I said, this is all that comes in here. I didn't realize. Then my dumb ass. So what did it was, I put the shit. I said, well, they gonna give me this baby ass nugget. Like, I'm just gonna smoke it, I guess. So I put it in my grinder like a fucking idiot. Not even thinking about it. And this is why you shouldn't keep smoking when you high. And I was like, what? It's molasses. And then I said, bitch, did you buy some sort of keef dank situation?
Oh,
like,
gosh.
What the fuck did you buy? So I look at it again and I was like, you fucking dummy. So I'm fighting with my grinder right now. I mean, it's getting the job done, but all of my shit has a little bit of this in it. And
ooh, that's fun and zesty.
Zesty, nigga. Look at this.
Ooh.
Look at this right here.
Yes.
People who don't smoke would literally, they would judge the shit out of me right now.
I mean, whatever. What's life without judgment?
I don't give a shit. It's just fun. Oh, and my little blunts.
Oh my gosh.
No, it's fine. They're fine.
Dang, we should have talked about what we were going to order anyway. I know.
Wait, what were we gonna order?
I don't know. I'm mad we're all doing this on the show anyway.
What were we gonna order?
I don't know. Now we have to think about it.
Oh, for food?
Yeah.
I could low-key want Korean. I could do some Vietnamese, because y'all have some really good Vietnamese out here.
We do.
I had Mexican the other day.
Where did you get?
Tamales.
From where?
Oh, I don't remember. Someplace that I reviewed. And I called them and said, hello, I just have one question before I place a delivery order. Do you make homemade tortillas?
No, that's a valid question.
Yeah. Though. And I have to, like, I'm that bitch. I'm always pleasant, but I'm going to call you. I will go leave one because I was very pleased with their
girl on Yelp.
All my reviews will be pleasant. That girl hates her life. She travels to complain. That bitch reviewed the CVS. She's miserable.
I mean,
we need to do another one of those.
I know.
Ooh, we should do some from TripAdvisor.
You know what's so interesting to me?
That they have an antiquated, ugly ass interface. I'm sorry.
That, yes.
I fucking hate it. I hate looking.
But like, you know how like there's places on the internet, and you'd just be like, why do people use this? Like Bing.
Yeah.
Like, why is
like
that
we
a
have
thing?
Airbnb now? So why are you using VRBO?
Yeah. As we get a Verbo.
I just don't understand. Yes. Somebody's going to come out and tell me all the reasons why you should use VRBO instead of Airbnb.
I mean, people, like, I'd be watching the mommy vloggers. They'd be using Verbo.
So Verbo, I think, is for, like when you're renting, like, vacation homes.
Yeah, because what they did, it was, like 40 of them.
Yes.
And they were at Lake Tahoe.
And they were around technically before Airbnb.
Yeah, because I was, you know, Terrell and Jarius, the gay black dads?
Yeah.
Yeah, they had like a deal, and they had all their homies come out at Lake Tahoe, and it was a gang of them. It was...
Now, wait a minute. All these guys, I can't get no jobs like that?
Well, I mean, hopefully now we can.
You're right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We're, you know...
We want to rent the Vibro. we want a barbecue in the Hamptons.
Yeah,
and shit.
Like I could do a comedy set. You can, you know, make the food and the drinks.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it could be like a thing.
And I want a strain is what I really want.
Yeah, you know, total. This I don't know why this made me think of it, but I told my mother how I wanted to like end of life plans.
Oh yeah.
And she was like, it was just kind of matter of fact. And I was like, she was like, you know, burial. I was like, I'm not trying to be buried. And she was like, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Because, you know, black people, you know, they got to bury you. You know, that's just what we do as a people.
I'm going to tell my mother, but let me stop talking. You know what? No, let me just. I told you that Heffel called me talking about, do you have life insurance, Jade? And I was like, yes. And I have it on everybody in my house. And she was like, okay, good. I was making sure. Yeah. She was like, because I have a policy on you. But yeah. And I was like, well, now wait a minute. And she goes, and make sure you leave me a little something. And I was like, no, wait a minute.
Right. My mother has that on me too. And so when I, you know, because I asked, because before I got mine, mm-hmm. I had asked, she was like, yeah, I have one on you. And then she told me the amount. And I'm like, do you plan on offing me at some point? You know,
well, this heifer, she had the insurance agent come out, and she was like, "You have to meet me in my house at this time." And he had, and don't be coming over here high because they do a pee test.
Yeah, they have to do that whole actuary thing. They come on the little doctor visit thing, which is so invasive.
It really
like, why
is.
Why are you doing this shit in my house?
And it feels like 1953.
Yeah, like in Forrest Gump.
Yeah. Where they wear those shoes.
Yeah. Yeah, well, you had the traveling doctor that has that one suitcase and a stethoscope.
I have a skirt, a purse that looks like that bag.
I want one of those.
My parents
like
got
an
it
old
for me
Samsonite.
In Italy. Mm-hmm.
Like a little cute purse, like thingy-majigger.
It's cute.
Maybe Telfar would make something like that and I can get it.
Vegan leather.
That shirt was hot as shit yesterday. I had a vegan leather shirt on.
I fucking hate that expression.
Okay, pleather.
Thank you.
Play leather. Well, is that what pleather stands for? Play leather or pretend leather?
That's what it does now.
It's a play.
Not for real, real.
I hate, you know, that the real, real, that company.
Yes.
I hate that name.
So my homegirl swears by them. She's like, I get all kinds of bags that I've been looking at this amount of, you know, I'll get it at a discount. And I'm not really like a brand person, but if you're into brands, I heard the Real Rose. Where is that?
Yeah. I mean, they do have cute stuff on there. I just hate the name of the company. I'm like, the Real Real.
I know.
Like,
it's what? Dumb.
That's silly.
That's kind of dumb. Yeah. Well, I'm really high.
Yeah. So, that's today's episode.
Yeah, we just want to talk to you niggas and each other. Actually, we just want to talk to each other.
Yeah. If you like this type of episode, let us know. We'll just do regular talking episodes. But until then, subscribe to us on Patreon. Mm-hmm. $7 holla. You get access to everything. More stuff because Life After Lockup and Married at First Sight is coming back. And oh shit, 90 Day Fiancé.
90 Day Fiancé, the other way.
Comes back in August. The Gay Dads are on there. Jenny and Samit are back. Fahu Doris looks like she's Instagramming now.
Really? She got some
her
work done?
Her face looks wild.
She got work done?
Work?
Oh, Lord.
She got the whole, like, Sistine Chapel, like,
wait,
redone.
Let me hold on before we hold on. Before yeah.
Go. I texted to you.
You did?
I did.
In a group, in a solo chat? Let me look in our
hold room. On. Now I gotta look. Hold on.
What? Hold on now.
Yeah, it's a white lady with the Jamaican.
Not her with Chronix.
So it's a white woman who gets swept up on her Stella Cup.
That bitch show up with locks, and I'm fighting. Providencia, Ecuador, Ethiopia, Turkey. Oh shit, Mexico, mm-hmm. India.
They're back.
Ooh, wait, the bitch is back.
Yes.
He was eating dick.
Mm-hmm. Jenny is back, being angry for
and
no
not
reason.
Not deported yet. Okay. Mm-hmm. mm-hmm.
He look a little...
Yeah, he... No, he's killed people before.
Yeah. Yeah, white gay dads.
Oh, wait a minute. Armando got a new haircut.
Mm-hmm. Gotta shush it up. Not yet. Wait for it.
I was like...
And we did not know Fahu Doris was married before.
Yeah, we did. No, we didn't.
Exactly. I know he was.
Right. You're right.
And that's her ex-husband.
Wait,
look at her
what
face,
the fuck? Man.
You just, like, talk like I'm an idiot. I don't need somebody that treats me like
Fahu
Doris. Like, this is not what I signed up for. I'm getting back on my bags and I'm
going to
go.
Yeah, go before you put locks in your head.
Mm-hmm.
Here she go. Do we know...
I don't understand why she can't marry him.
She don't like him.
Marry Corey. Mm-hmm. Look.
Oh!
She
what the fuck?
Wild. He looks like,
bitch.
What's his name on Girlfriends?
Yes. Bosco.
Bosco.
Oh, okay. Oh, what? Okay. Oh, Jenny's throwing chairs. She at the Ozone Awards.
Listen.
Let
Jenny,
me tell that
Jenny,
is drama.
Jenny is way too old for all that.
She is. She going to throw.
Listen, no, I'm telling you, she going to hit
a
lottery.
No, she's right, because I got a pinched nerve in my shoulder right now. That's why I had to calm down.
This is what I'm saying. If Samit ever, listen, Jenny get too sicy, all Samit got to do is feed her corn.
I heard the monkeys be attacking people.
They probably do. Feed her corn. Switch up her medication.
Stop.
See what's happening.
Not feed her corn.
You know, old people can't digest corn. They will die. They will die.
Oh! Not physically leave her a 4 5. Well, let's just close out on that dark note.
Let's talk to you all next time.
All right, bye.
Bye.